podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com. The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to High School Hoops with your hosts, Steve Collins and Jake Steger.
All right, welcome to High School Hoops, episode 146. Happy summer, everybody. Most people are at least on summer break at this point. So before we jump in today, I think I got Jake back from his first grade kindergarten slash chaos world he lives in. So for at least for a couple months. So we're going to try to get a lot of podcasts done so you guys can hear, Jake. Before we do that, I'd like to give a big shout out to our sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. Mention High School Hoops, Coach Unplugged, Coach Collins, Wisconsin, whatever, and they'll give you $350 off. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It's a one-stop shop. Lots of cool things coming down. I haven't even told Jake about this, but I'm working on a specific defense and a specific offense and kind of a program thing that we do. So I'm not, that's my tease. I'm not going to tell you what it's called. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but it will be quote unquote game changing for you. So go make sure you join before the 14-day free trial goes away, before the prices go up, all that stuff's going to change. I got some other surprises I can't tell you about that I was talking to Jake about beforehand that maybe might happen too. So you never know what's going to occur. Life's full of curveballs. Also, before I do that, I do want to give a big shout out to Coach Van and hoopsblueprint.com. Him and I kind of teamed together for a free webinar at hoopsblueprint.com. Go over and check it out.
That's a cool website.
It is a cool website. I think he did most of it. So give hats off to him. It's really cool. He's got the best playbooks in the world, in my opinion.
Yeah, fantastic.
It's unbelievable. I mean, it's like you almost need an external hard drive to download
the material that you get for. You really get quality material.
It's like 20,000 pages. Like it's almost. Oh yeah, it's crazy.
It's almost like overwhelming.
It's overwhelming, but he's done a really good job about that. And then anyway, him and I teamed up with T-Tubes and stuff. So go over and check it out, hoopsblueprint.com. That was just purely spur of the moment that I thought I'd.
That's right.
Okay. So what's our topic for today, Coach?
So when we do these podcasts, Coach and I text back and forth, and he basically says, Jake, come up with all the topics. And I'm like,
I absolutely 100%. Hey, when you have three podcasts, so how many a week do I've never even actually thought about this. So 7, 12, so 13 podcasts a week go out.
That's your choice, though. That is your choice.
It is. It's 7 for Coach Unplugged, and then High School Hoops is just once a week. But then the 5-Minute Basketball Coaching Podcast is five days. So yes, before we jump into our topic and stuff, the funny thing is, I know the person that hosts my podcast. He runs it's called Zencast FM. He's
great.
Anyway, he's in New Zealand. I think he's in New Zealand or Australia. Anyway, High School or Coach Unplugged was having a problem uploading to iTunes, and it's like I'd say it should go up at 6 a.m. and it was going up at like 8 a.m. He goes, Steve, you have like 1,000 podcasts. He goes, that might be the problem. I go, oh, I never thought about that. Like, you know, he goes, I don't think that's the problem, but we're doing some digging at it. But that's, you know, yes, lots, and they'll be there forever. They'll be there forever. Even when Coach Collins is off fishing John Blake, you know.
So I guess for me, I've been watching a lot of the NBA, and I'm like, I'm not even going to touch on it because I was getting so frustrated watching the Bucks and so forth and why they don't do that and complaining.
Yeah, this isn't an NBA podcast, but we can literally talk about the Bucks for an hour and a half.
Yeah, so we're not going to go there. And I really, it was hard for me because I was thinking about, why isn't Giannis playing the post? Why aren't more people getting the ball inside? Blah, blah, blah. But I really thought about this summer and questions.
Like, why doesn't Giannis be able to shoot free throws and maybe a three-pointer consistently rather than take it to the
rim?
And
so instead of being negative, I think we're moving on the uphill, as you said in the last podcast, of the post-COVID pandemic. And so I guess we're going to continue to figure out positive solutions to improve coaches' upcoming season. So basically everything that we're going to do in the future is not negative, but ways and visions and opportunities to better yourself as a coach and discuss certain things. And so the first one that really triggered us was really, in my opinion, and Steve's been around the game for so long, is finding that right summer balance and doing it intentionally, and how to do it, and where some of the misinterpretations sometimes coaches do, and some of the wrongs that they do, and some of the good things that they do. So kind of giving you guys an opportunity to just understand the right summer balance of summer basketball in your high school program.
So, yeah, I agree. I think this is probably the most important summer for summer balance too. I can just tell you from my standpoint, that, you know, I can't go back to 2019 this year, like, or summer of 2019. I can't do it, for lots of reasons. Just first of all, because our school's being ripped up and there's an $80 million referendum to kind of fix it up.
Well, so that's exciting. I didn't know that. Very exciting.
It's putting lipstick on a pig. But anyway, let's be truthful. I don't care. This is my opinion, not the opinion of the Madison Metropolitan School District or any of its employees. There you go. There's my disclaimer, MMSD. No, they should have built new high schools in the back lot. They're basically using half the money. For $150 million, you can build a new high school. They're spending half of that to put lipstick on a pig. Anyway. So I can't even run youth camp this summer. So I know my guys are playing and I know they're out doing what they need to do as far as games go. So I can't, you know, I'm not going to go to Rockford. I'm not going to Chicago. I'm not doing some of the things that in normal years, we're doing two things this summer. We're doing skill work and we're doing open gyms.
That's so where are you going to hold set at different gym?
We can get in the gym this summer. Next summer, I do not believe I'll be able to get in my gym next summer. So that's a whole, I think we're going to have to rent a facility. We're going to have to do something next summer. That's my issue. That's my issue right now is, you know, how I balance, because families have been cooped up together.
So I think first thing I wrote down was having reasonable expectations based after COVID-19. Yeah. And I have this, and I'm having this issue with my 9-year-old daughter. And I think about my 8-year-old daughter, about even high school kids will have the same.
Which problem. One is she? Which one is she?
But I even think about,
she won't listen to this. She will not listen to this someday.
She doesn't listen to my podcast.
But I look at how old his daughter is.
My daughter is gonna be 8. Okay. But I thought of 9 because she's gonna be playing U9 soccer and she really enjoys it. But she's getting to a point where she is just overly exhausted because she's played soccer all year. And finally, the pandemic is finally unfolding. And now she has these opportunities to play with friends and all these other things. right. that have not been there. And that's going to be the same thing for high school kids. And so I think we have to have reasonable expectations. Well, even though my daughter is seven, a 16-year-old still has this envision. Like, just remember yourself. I think the key thing as a high school coach is put on your high school shoes for a moment and think of all the things that you missed. And right. you have to allow them to be kids, and you have yep. to have that proper balance. So I think the first balance is having that very, a reasonable expectation for the summer. And
for people listening, we're in Wisconsin in the U.S. And our spring sports are still going on. And we'll be going on almost to the 4th of July just because yep. things got pushed back. So all of a sudden we're dealing with issues. Like last night we had an open gym. It was the first night we could have an open gym. And a couple of my baseball players were playing baseball. It's like, good. They should be playing baseball. I have no problem with that. But I asked my assistant where they were. And then, well, they got a baseball game tonight. It's like, okay. Because it's not like they're playing, you know, Legion baseball. They're playing for our school. Good. They right. should be playing for our school. I mean, so the overlap and the conflicts. Now, I can tell you that there's been some issues with people going on vacations, like being like in a spring sport and then going on vacation and missing their spring sport. That, if I was a spring sport coach, I would have issues with that you're going on vacation rather than playing in your high school team. But the vacation is going to be another big issue this summer. And you know what? People feel cooped up. They got to go.
I think that's another thing is it's you're not in your season. And if players are going for a family vacation, you have to let it go and right. just encourage them and have a good time. Like, I think that you cannot be facetious and mean. You have to just encourage them to go out and be kids again. And I think that's the number one, because again, we always talk about this thing from an educator is building relationships. And when you start to be confrontational and not be reasonable, and especially after the pandemic, I think you're going to break that relationship and that trust and that great relationship that you have with that player. When you start saying, well, why the heck are you going on a trip? Well, right. you should.
Right.
And
you should
be okay. Right. We'll be okay if I don't have you for a tournament. Oh, well.
I know this is next week is the first week we're doing our stuff in the gym. And I know there's a couple of kids that are going to be gone 3 or 4 days because they're going something. It's like, good, go have fun.
Yes.
I'll see you when you get back. Make sure you hydrate is basically what I said.
And as a coach, you have to do that and have that expectation, that reasonable right. expectation too, because you're going to end up suffocating yourself.
Right. Like, and it's also, yeah, that's true. And it's also the issue of this is not the summer of 2019. Like, this is different. Like, it's not like I've been talking to them all spring and saying, here's what our summer schedule looks like. Here's what we're going to do. Here's what we're thinking. Here's the days we're going to go. Here's when we're going to play. Here's when we're going to do this. If it was a quote unquote normal year, then okay, you know, that you're going to miss, you know, basketball for a month because you're going and doing this and this and this and this, and you have no time. Well, okay. Then we have to have a discussion because, you know, obviously there's extenuating circumstances, but this has been, we didn't even know if we'd have a summer like in March. Like, we didn't even know if we'd be able to get in the gym or be only 6 feet apart or whatever it was. So, what I say to my coaches and what I say to my, you have to give them a little grace. You have to give them a little grace.
And then I think the other thing, you know, I talked about that. And then what I had written down here is the idea of not overzealousing in games. I think that we want to play 5v5 all summer and kids play like 30, 40 games in the summer. And that's going to make everything better. I think right. skill work, and we need to allow their legs to rest a little bit too. Cause you know, but a lot of these kids, I don't know, cause you have a lot of players, you didn't have a season. So they're very ready to go.
I need them to run together.
Yep.
That's all I need. Like, we obviously need to get some skill work in, and they need yep. to get shots up and whatever they can come in and do. I can sit on my computer. I don't need to do anything for that. They know what to do. So I don't need to like do
babysit anything. Them.
I got to sit in a hot gym and sweat, you know, 3 pounds of sweat off me when I,
it's good for you.
But it is good for me. But they literally, I am getting to know them. like as human beings, as basketball players, as that's just me. I'm just getting to know them. That's all I'm doing at this point. And they need to get to know each other. Like, how can I pass? How can I play? How can I do this? How can I do that? So that's the issue for me. It will be interesting how I can pivot in the fall. So that's what I've been starting to think about too. It's like how can I maybe open the gym up a couple of mornings, you know, in the fall, you know, how is the pivot going to be different in the fall? I think is something that coaches got to start thinking about too. It's like, and again, I'm not telling football players come in the gym in the morning. I'm just saying for the guys that aren't necessarily doing a fall sport or want to do something at night, how can I pivot and give them those opportunities? I think that's
close that gap. Yeah.
And close that
gap. I
think
the other thing is, don't forget about the awesome opportunities now with team building. These kids have been urging and urging to do things. This is the best time in the world to do something outside the box, you know, because they've been waiting to do things like that for a long period of time. So I think participation and team building and things like that would be extremely high. And those things are just as important. It keeps them wanting to come back for more.
Well, I agree. All right. Anything else, coach? I love that.
No, that was great. I think it's really important just to understand what we're dealing with and to have reasonable expectations as we move forward. Into
yeah,
the
I think
season.
The reasonable expectations is a big thing. And if you've got any ideas or for future podcasts or have questions or anything like that, you can always reach out to me, steve@teachhoops.com. Have a great summer. Stay cool, everybody. And we'll see you next week.
Sports Social Podcast Network.